President coming on, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Dr. Milton Eisenhower on 2.
I don't say this comes from just ordinary war and politics. This comes from the man and who wants to be president or the man that would succeed if something happens. Now, they said this about George Washington. They said this about Abraham Lincoln. They said this about Franklin Roosevelt, John Kennedy, and Herbert Hoover. But I don't think you ought to have to say these things. The electors, you think this man's very qualified. Young lady, you know, I'm not going to say any other things about him. I'm just going to tell you that none of these things he says are true, and I don't think I need to tell you that. You know it. I'm sorry, in the heat of the anger that you would say him. But if that's the kind of man you want to present, I'd read the point where that's your decision.
Milton?
Yes, sir.
That was one of the most stimulating experiences I've ever had, and I wanted to thank you for it and tell you how much I appreciate it.
Well, let me say that I have had nothing but enthusiastic praise from students and faculty, and the press coverage is marvelous.
Yes, I saw in all the papers.
The Baltimore Sun reprinted the entire speech and pictures and everything.
Well, I'll learn to stay with the text from now on if that's going to happen.
No. If you come again, do the same thing. It was wonderful to have you.
Well, I enjoyed it and I appreciate it. I have a little problem. I want to be very careful and I want this to be very confidential. I don't want anybody to know it except you, and no one will know it here except me and maybe the president if you choose to do anything about it. The Passmans and the right-wing group of what I call real birchers and extremists are going around with a new story every day about what's going to happen, and they get them from this boy Birch, who's the Republican chairman, and they come, we have pretty good sources, and they come in, and the first story a day or two ago was that they were going to drop a big bombshell on Tuesday night, that they had Humphrey and others worked the president up to say that he had already delegated the authority to drop the bomb, and that the president had given that authority, and that he had it with he had that kind of an arrangement with Nordstadt and so on and so forth. Yeah. Now, Nordstadt more or less didn't allow himself to get used into that, and he kind of considered a war plan a war plan, and he said he always had a feeling and an understanding of his chief, but that the president had the authority. So that kind of took the bloom off the rose, although I think some of this crowd had thought that that was going to be a great startling development, like Ike going to Korea was in the other campaign. Today, they're getting ready to get out up on the hill, and I've been talking to them, trying to work out the plans, and I've talked to different ones. And the story going now is that they're going to get Humphrey or whoever their contact is with them to try to get the president to say that he would be willing to go to NATO and pull these countries together that have all gone to hell, and that they're also going to send him to Vietnam, and that they're going to, the Passman says it's Johnson's war, and that they're going to ask Eisenhower to say it, I will go to Vietnam like I will go to Korea. Now, of course, I don't know what the facts are. I doubt that any of it's true. I doubt it's even worth paying attention to. I have this feeling, though, that anything that that he can do for this country, I want him to do, and it doesn't have to be under a Goldwater, Miller, Passman, Burchard group. I just haven't imposed on him more than I have because he was helpful to me with the budget. He was helpful to me in getting most of the Republicans I've gotten by being moderate and tempering things down and the Bobby Kennedy things and those things. And I do have McCone go up to see him nearly every month to brief him, so he's always informed. And McCone comes back and says that the president never felt that I should go north like Barry advocated because we might get involved in a land war, and he doesn't feel we ought to pull out. He thinks we ought to be more effective and efficient if we can be, but he hasn't bought any of these extreme proposals. Now, I just honestly, to be frank with you, don't know what the answer is in Vietnam. I think I'm going to get Rush to go out there. I've sent McNamara three or four times, and it looks like largely a problem of government, the Buddhists and the Catholics fighting, and the generals fighting, and the military problems are not as much as the governmental problems, and I thought maybe Rusk might be able to do something like that. But I don't want, right in the middle of it, while I've got Rusk there, to come along and have a man that that I supported. I got back last night. I looked up every year, and this man, and I supported the president three or four times as much as he did every year from the time the man came to the Senate. And I don't want my hero and a man I have confidence in used against me to point out that I'm perpetuating a war, because if he can solve a war, I damn sure want him to help me do it.
I don't believe there's a word of truth in
war. Well, Passman's a wild man, and he says lots of things, and I don't think so, but I didn't want to pick up a television screen and see that it was on there and hear him talking. And Humphrey has been down here, and Humphrey has been rather active, and I'm still getting cussed for supporting him when I confirmed him and took the bridle out of Harry Byrd's hands and shoved him and defended him. And in his tax bill 54, all of my ADA Democrats quit me because I supported the tax reduction and with George Humphrey. And I don't know why he just got so vicious against me. They say that's who they're quoting, and they say that's happening, and I don't want to. If you don't mind taking a look at it and giving it some consideration, and if you have any ideas, or he has any ideas, or anybody that you think I can talk to, I'm doing the best I know how. He wrote a letter in 54, and he said, now we want to help you help yourselves, and we will furnish you advice and materials. Now, things go from bad to worse, and I can't say that they're not worse now than they were 10 months ago. I think they are worse now. I think they were worse 10 months ago than they were the 10 months before that. It gets worse. And I just can't put in their own government. I can't even put in my own here in the United States. But if there's anything that you think of that you think would be helpful or that he does, I sure want to try it, because there's nobody that I have whose experience I think qualifies him better.
In Washington tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I'll be here all night.
Ike is at the World's Fair today. This is Eisenhower's affair.
Wonderful.
So it'll probably be early tomorrow morning when I reach
you.
I will do it in confidence.
You just don't let anybody know it but y'all, and I don't even care you can notify me or not. But all I want you to know is I know one thing, that the only thing he does, he thinks is best for his country, and I just want to be sure he has all the facts, and I want to be sure that I know that's what actuates you. And if you've got anybody to help, for God's sakes, help your president.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Waiting.